Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Director of the Center for Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American studies as well as news from Indian country. 40-year-old Tlingit artist Benjamin Schleifman works with metals like copper, silver, and cast iron, as well as wood, and has made masks, daggers, drums, rattles, jewelry, and paintings. Benjamin said his creative expression shows his multiple personalities. Spray paint is for fun, while wood is for both his playful and his serious side. Without being Tlingit, Schleifman told the Anchorage Daily News, I wouldn't do what I do today. Works of the past inspire me for the future, whether it is from my ancestors or into the next 5 minutes. As a youngster, Schleifman's uncle would make him sit and watch him carve. At age 5, he began carving himself. He apprenticed with his uncle, who was considered one of the most influential Alaskan Native artists, and he himself has been called an innovator that makes traditional and contemporary Alaska Native works, often pushing the boundaries of what is considered traditional Northwest Coast art. Schleifman was commissioned last year to create murals for the Alaska Psychiatry Institute Adolescence Unit. Schleifman used traditional Tlingit forms lined for the murals, and he hopes children in the unit will find inspiration and a connection through the art, whether they are Tlingit, Native, or of another heritage. The adolescent unit provides mental health hospitalizations for youth ages 13 to 17 who live in any region of Alaska. Dr. Andrew Polly, unit psychiatrist, stated the artwork makes it look inviting and lets the adolescents know that someone cares about them, their background, and their recovery. The murals done by Benjamin let them know that they are worth the effort. As someone who has battled thoughts of suicide and depression, Schleifman understands the power of art as an outlet. I use art as therapy every day. It doesn't matter which medium I'm using, metal, wood, graffiti, it's all art therapy. Schleifman has pieces in the Smithsonian Museum of Natural History in Washington, D.C., as well as the Alaska Native Heritage Center in Anchorage. Miigwech and thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM.